Let us do a chart review. Chart review is going to be today's date. No, dated for Friday. So dated for 6th. And then doctor's name is Dr. Maroney for patients you saw on 10-5 at Texas Emergency. So that's how it goes. Okay, first patient is going to be DF. This is a 38-year-old woman, comes in with shortness of breath, abdominal pain, was given Toradol, Tylenol, and Rocephin for UTI in the emergency room. Workup included chest x-ray, UA, CBC, CMP, UDS. Patient did have THC, amphetamine, benzodiazepine, and TCA in her system. Was diagnosed with UTI and polysubstance abuse. I left a message for a patient to call me back. Next patient is AF, is a 33-year-old woman, comes in with abdominal pain, constipation, treated with Miralax. Left message for her to call me back. Next patient is WK. That's a 13-year-old seen with suicidal thoughts. blood work obtained, UDS obtained, Tylenol and acetaminophen level up, acetaminophen aspirin level obtained, and patient was transferred to a facility with Tri-County. No one answered the phone. Next question is AH, is a 23-year-old with chest wall pain, diagnosed with costochondritis, minimal workup or no workup, no medications given. Patient did not answer the phone. Next patient is JR, 7-month-old baby with nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, viral syndrome diagnosed. No prescriptions given. Doing better already. Mom was happy with the care. Swab tests were negative. Next patient is LT, the 56-year-old woman with slip and fall at Walmart. Patient had x-rays of elbows, knees, foot, and any area of concern. All were negative, and patient was happy with the care received. Next patient is XL, is a 14-year-old with possible appendicitis. CBC, CMP, urinalysis were all within normal limits. CT was negative. White count was negative. Mom took the patient later back to Children's because no medications were given for her, for the patient. They repeated the same test. Everything came back negative again, and they gave her Phenagan in the emergency room, Zofran, and fluids, and she's now better now. Mom is concerned that nothing was done for her child. Nothing was given on an outpatient basis since they didn't find any appendicitis. I told her I'll pass that concern by. Next patient is GC, a 5-year-old with abdominal pain, fever, diarrhea. Swab test negative, given Zofran in the ER, was sent home with no meds, but improved, and mom was happy with the care. Next one is JM, is a 43-year-old with neck and shoulder pain after fell at home. X-rays were negative. patient did not answer the phone. No medications were given to take home. Next patient is LC, is a 78-year-old 78-year-old male with blood in the urine. Blood pressure was 188 over 105. CT was negative. Ultrasound showed an inflammatory bladder changes. Patient left AMA. The reason is not clear. I guess that's why there's no antibiotics were given for abnormal bladder findings. Patient did not answer the phone to discuss the case with me. Next patient is MP. This is a 90-year-old woman seen with headache. The pain is on top of her head, cardiac, CBC, CMP, C-spine. CT of the head were all negative. She did have Percocet at home, so no medications were given. She also had a cardiac workup, including EKG, and she's going to see her regular doctor on Tuesday. She was happy with the care received. Next patient is LK. That's a 31-year-old with abdominal pain. Patient had epigastric pain, positive H. pylori, CBC, CMP negative, given GI cocktail and treated with zithromycin Biaxin, Amoxil, and Prilosec on outpatient basis. She's a little bit better and was happy with the care. Next patient is MR. That's a 25-year-old with nausea, vomiting, chest pain. Blood pressure early on elevated, 180 over 120, came down to 149 over 98, was given Finagen, Protonix, clindamycin, diagnosed with GERDs, nausea, vomiting, and diabetic gastroparesis. No medications were given at the time of discharge. Next patient is LK is a 35-year-old woman with abdominal pain. Workup was negative. Left message for patient to call me back. CBC, CMP, UA, UPT, and CT were negative. No medications were given. Left message for patient to call me back. Next patient is NA. 4-year-old with URI symptoms, swab test negative, sent home with no medication. Mom was happy with the care received. Left message for mom to call back. Next question is TR, 45-year-old woman with possible high blood pressure. She says that her blood pressure was not high enough for the doctor to treat, but since she's been home, it's been very high again. She gets blurred vision. She gets numbness and tingling in her arms. She's very upset that no medications was given. She has no money to go back to her doctor right now. I told her she needs to come back to the emergency room and be rechecked again. She presented to the ER with blurred vision and left arm weakness. Blood pressure in our office where she was seen initially was 156 over 95, and the emergency was 144 over 78 at discharge. At discharge, initially was 150 over 98, then came down to 140 over 78. No workup was done. And patient's blood pressure is creeping back up per her conversation with me today. She had come to the urgent care, but because of her symptoms, we had sent her to the hospital. She's not a primary care. We are not her primary care physician, but I asked her to come and see us at urgent care, and if she cannot get to see her physician. Next patient is VD, 5-year-old with nausea, vomiting, cough, swab test negative, diagnosed with URI, no medication given, mom didn't answer the phone. Next patient is MC, 30-year-old with right-sided abdominal pain, diagnosed with diverticulitis. White count was 13,000, treated with Flagyl and Cipro. Left message for patient to call me back. Next patient is CF, 38-year-old with shortness of breath, abdominal and back pain. Oh, we've already done her. Forget that. Thank you.